turn it over to Him. Let's pray, and I'll give it to Him. Lord, we ask that You just work in a very special way this morning, and thank You for the opportunity to be a part of Vacation Bible School, and I pray that You would be with Brother Rickard. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.
Good to see you all this morning. We're glad you're here. We're missing some people on vacation, and the base is changing all the time, so we're glad for those that have made it, and also those that we look forward to ministering to others. So good morning. Good to see you. Is your hubby here?
Yep.
All right. Can't wait to see him. And then the big guy. Who is he? He hasn't been here for a while, I don't think. It's so good to be back. I haven't been here for 2 years. Last summer, of course, with COVID and everything, it was like we only had 2 weeks of camp and 2 weeks of Bible school. And that was a lot of, in Wyoming, we haven't hardly shut down at all. We had 100 kids at camp each week, and we had plus workers. And then we had Bible school in Casper. We had about 60 teens last year of 110 or so kids. It was just a blast. And then the last week was a little church up in Sundance, Wyoming. And a lot of the church we go to are small, just starting. And, of course, a long, long time ago, that's where we were here. I got to show you my grandkids, right? Most of you know my family, and this is my son Josh and his wife Sarah, but the grandkids are growing up. That was a picture last year at camp, and I really didn't plan to show that. I meant to have that screen on just a little sooner, so I've got to push this button. You have to get technical with so many things nowadays to keep attention and keep people learning things. So the Vacation Bible School is what we have in this week. Vacation School, we have kids. So yesterday we were out. What's that little town over here?
Ogden.
We were in Ogden, found some kids, and I want to see the Lemonade Stand kids show up. There were like four or five of them there. The dad was really interested, so maybe they'll be here for Bible school tomorrow. But we have a couple families already visiting this morning, bringing their kids, so it's just looking forward to a great week of Bible school, and I'm excited about that as we get into all the activities. But I wanted to talk about the Bible just for a moment. I don't know what your Bible looks like, but if your Bible looks like this is not well used as much as that. And I think probably with some of the electronics, I have to have my phone on. But anyway, my mom's Bible, I think, looked like that when I got. My sister has a couple of her Bibles, you know, where you're reading and you think about people and you're praying for people and you're crying sometimes over them. It's a shame. So many people don't have anybody to cry for them today. It's a shame that so many people don't go to church and learn about God. But we're talking this week about give Him more. There's some signs around the auditorium. You can see Him everywhere. But we're talking about giving Him more, and that's an important theme. So we're going to start with our songs today. And so it's really, really simple. The words go like this. Give Him more. Little children, give Him more. And we do that three times. And the last time we go, give your best to God. And then we go into a verse. And I just want to mention the verse because it's Nate Saint's Airplane that we're talking about. In 1956, four missionaries were killed in Ecuador. And Nate Saint was one of those. But we're talking about the gospel plane coming. So we make an airplane. All right, can everybody stick your fingers out like Spock? No, that was like this, wasn't it? Okay, but anyway, stick your little finger out, your big finger out, make an airplane, and then he makes a landing on the second verse, okay? But it says the gospel plane is coming, the Akkas, that's the people that didn't know about God, they were killers. The Akkas wondered why Nate Saint gave himself to God to show why Jesus, and you can make the signs for the nails imprints that were there in Jesus' hands. And then the second verse, I just want to show you that. Nate Saint's gospel plan had landed. So we go on our arm like this, kids, and we go, ert. And so, land your airplane. Ert, ert. I don't hear very many ert, erts, okay? Come on, take your airplane and land the airplane. Ert, ert. And on that tearful day, Rachel and Elizabeth stayed. And so you kind of go, Rachel and Elizabeth stayed. One, two, and stayed. And then to show the Akkas the way. You say, well, who's Rachel and Elizabeth? Well, that's part of the story, so I can't get too far ahead of that. But you'll understand that Rachel is Nate's sister in the first day's events with the story, okay? We used to just do the story on Monday, and now we're starting on Sunday morning with a special Sunday school for kids, and that just helps the people that can't come back to kind of know what's going on in church and all that. So anyway, we're going to go back to the beginning. give Him more and give God all you have. All right, so let's sing together. Give Him more, little children, give Him more. Little children, give Him more. Little children, give your best to God. The gospel plane is coming. The Akkas wondered why. Nate Saint gave himself to God to show why Jesus died. Give Him more. Little children, give Him more. Little children, give Him more. Little children, give your best to God. Nate's gospel plane had landed on that tearful day. Rachel and Elizabeth stayed to show the Akkas a way. Give Him more. Little children, give Him more. Little children, give Him more. Little children, give your best to God. How you doing? You brought some friends today? Yeah, she's just like one of the kids, man. I remember when you were just a... Well, anyway, we won't go back there. We don't want to remember those days. Well, I remember those days. It was a lot of fun back then. I have a leopard. You like my leopard? Huh? It's real. It's a real fake leopard. You're right. It's a real fake leopard. In fact, if I... See, it even talks. So you know it has to be real. And over there I have my other leopard. He's sneaking through the grass over there, right? So I try to make things as realistic as we can as we do the songs. But the second day's verse is Jeremiah 13:23. So we have the leopard, we have good and evil, and the song goes like this. Can the Ethiopian change his skin? Nobody can change their skin, all right? Can the leopard change his spot? Nope. Can you be good? No. We try to convince our kids they can be good, but kids are little sinners. You know that right away when they're born. They cry for nothing. You check their diaper. It's not dirty. They're not hungry. You just fed them, and they're still crying. Why? Because they're little sinners that need Jesus. And that's what happened with Adam and Eve. But anyway, can you also do good? No, that are accustomed to do evil. So we kind of shake our fingers like this. All right, here we go. Let's try it. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may he also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? May he also do good that to do eat. One more time. Can the Ethiopian then may he also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Alright, the second day's verse is Psalm 34:8. I love pizza. Anybody love pizza? We don't have pizza today. I don't think anybody brought pizza, but we got some great food today. I hope you can stay with us. But anyway, the verse goes like this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Say that with me.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Blessed is the man,
is the man
that trusteth in Him. All right? And the kids, when the kids get used to the songs, and they're, you know, it's awesome to see kids up front. We're singing songs during the week. Trust it, and they just go crazy, all right? So we're going to sing it three times through, and here we start.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him.
I like the repeating it because it gets us in our head. God is not a vengeful God. He doesn't hate anybody. He didn't make hell for people. He made hell for the devil and his angels that resisted that and tried to hurt people. But anyway, I like repeating good things to remember the things that's been done and remind us of things we need to know. Matthew 6:33, seeking God, and then 1 + 1 is what? It depends on which math you're talking about, I think. But anyway, it goes like this. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, like the robes of righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So you kind of add with your fingers, and actually it's 1, 2, 3. It doesn't equal 2, it equals 3. But anyway, you can add up those things, all right? So it goes like this. Actually, she starts this song, goes right into it.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you, added unto you. And all these things shall be added unto you.
I love these songs. And this one is Give Song. Luke 6:38, give my time, my talent, my treasure. Give to the Lord your best because He's the one that gave it to you to start with. Be thankful for what we have. And it goes like this.
Give, 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 and it shall be given unto you.
Then you go, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. Oh, I lost. Shall be given to your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet, see a Bible school kid, with all it shall be measured to you again. So let's try it together. Here we go. Ready? Hands like this.
Give, 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 and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, with all it shall be measured to you again.
And we repeat the whole thing, all right?
Give, 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 and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, with all it shall be measured to you again.
Now we just do a lot of gives, all right?
Give, 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 and it shall be given unto you. Give, 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 and it shall be given unto you. Give, 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 give.
Okay. Whew. That's one of the hardest songs, all right? Because we got to hold it out, okay, guys? We're the ones that hit those basement notes. The girls are way up here somewhere, okay? We're down the basement, all right? At least we try to be. All right. Psalm 81:10 is our last song. Yes, he has a big mouth. Okay, but that's the favorite thing about my song is that it says, I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Adults, please don't mind what I'm about to do, okay? All right, because it's just for kids. All right, here we go. Now quit laughing. I mean, kids can laugh. Okay, here we go.
I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth, wide. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land.
Put your snake up there, right?
Open thy mouth, wide, and I will fill it, and I will fill it. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth,
open thy mouth. Why? Good. And I will fill. And I will fill. And I will fill it. I'm going to love him in Bible school. Man, he's opening his mouth wide over there. I didn't know guys had big mouths. I thought that was just the girls. But anyway. Hey, we know they have the same size mouth. We just know who talks the most. Okay, that's the guys. What'd you think? Time when he was just a little kid, and it's just going to be so cool. Mrs. Ricker's going to come. She's going to have the narration part. But Nate Saint, the idea is give him more, and there's an Akka looking at the airplane coming by. They called it a wooden bee because they didn't know what it was. It was way up in the sky, and they heard this bee in sound. You know what I'm saying? Airplane, they thought it was a bee, but it wasn't a bee. And they got closer to it later, and it was really a fearful thing for them because they were so backward. But Nate Saint and them wanted to reach them for Jesus. So Ecuador is a wonderful place. What a beautiful place to live. Ladies, if you like flowers, they really had a lot of pretty flowers there. But everyone was afraid of the Akka tribe. And the Akkas had kids too. They loved people too. They would just kill you. And then your relatives would try to kill them. And then their relatives would kill them. And they were wiping themselves out. It was a horrible, horrible thing. They were killing each other like that. And Nate Saint was over there flying his airplane. He said, someone's got to reach him for fearful warriors, and they also were not very dressed very well. But Christ's love could change the Akka tribe. These missionary men were the ones in Ecuador. The other four men had their own ministries, tribes in the area. Ed, to work together, could this be done with? How could that work? Deep in the jungle, you can't even land the airplane. So all facts had to come to bear at what we had to look at today. So this is Steve Saint. He was only almost 5 years old when his dad was killed. And kids, can you imagine that happening to your family? It'd be a very sad, sad time. But Nate Saint was only just about 5 when his dad was killed. But he knew that he loved those people. And he never held anything against them. So we're going to start our story with Mrs. Rickard. And if you see Nate Saint around, let me know. He has a blue hat on, and he's going back to being a kid, okay?
Hi, boys and girls. We're so glad.
Yeah. That's good.
That's right. And they surrendered to go to a special place to share the gospel with the story is, right? Then you know what a missionary story is. Before we get right into the story for the week, let me give you a little history about the Saint family. They too are expending their lives, and when the bubble has burst, they will have nothing of eternal significance to show for the years they have wasted. We don't want to waste our lives for God. as being sick with the sin. So now, there we go. Now, give him more. Today's theme is give him more faithfulness. Children, there were seven and her name was Rachel. Nate's mother was one of the had an ancestor, Prudence Wright, who was one of the heroes of the war in America. Nate's father was a stained glass. Nate's parents gave their a Christian upbringing. They gave the children a penny so that they would read, dramatize, or act out Bible stories using such as matchsticks made out of flowers, evangelists such as Billy Sunday, and they went regularly to Bethany Baptist Church. At the age of 13, Nate published Christ as his Savior at a Bible camp. Even at this young age, Nate was sensitive to the calling of God on his life. He wrote the following. On the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. I believe, therefore I am saved and heaven bound. Number two, being saved, I have a purpose because Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Number three, having a purpose, being in the fight against Satan, and belonging to God's army of Christian soldiers, I must be in training. This training I get at Bethany Baptist Church. Here, the Word of God is opened wide and taught clearly, wholly, and simply. Nate was faithful to his family, his church, and...
Wow, where's Jack? I'm waiting for Jack. Jack, where are you, buddy? Hey, Jack, how's it going? Oh, you got to work on catching things, and I got to work on throwing things better. How's it going, Jack?
I'm doing pretty good.
And what do you think of being here at Bible camp? It's just been a blast, hasn't it? What do you like the best?
Well, we get to go on some new heights.
Hold on a sec. Hold on. I thought I got him first time. What's that your hat says?
Don't croak without Jesus.
That's a good... Look at mine.
Jesus is my boss.
Yeah, Jesus is my boss. What do you think?
Okay.
And go ahead. Tell me what you like about... You wrote a list. This guy always has a list.
Know, we get to go on some new heights. We get to play some fun games. And...
You can't show it on your body.
Working on it.
Some of us have a little more chunk, and this guy's like skinny as a rail. Hey, but you know what? I like the preaching the best. It's been awesome to hear messages about God and how Jesus loves us and cares for us.
Yeah.
The favorite verse of every kid has to be, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yep.
But you know what? I love this. I love the one that says, Jesus said again, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You know, a lot of people think going to church and reading their Bible or helping some little old lady across the street, you know, that's going to save them. We get saved because Jesus died for us on the cross. His blood paid for our sin. He was like the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
And the Lamb had to die. And it's His blood that made the difference. So I accepted Him as my Savior. Have you ever gotten saved?
Yes. I am glad that
I knew He got saved. I'm just asking Him.
I am my Savior too. It's great to know that when I die, I'm going to be with the Lord. And everyone should accept God's free gift and know that where they will go when they die.
Hey, and there's two important things I need to tell you about. Number one, we need to have a purpose. Everybody wants a purpose in life. And our purpose should be to win the lost for Jesus. Our purpose is to preach the gospel and tell them that heaven is such a wonderful place. And we get to go there if we trust in Him. I think that's awesome. What? You want to know what the other thing was? I'm just putting you in suspense there, brother. All right. Well, okay. The second thing is to be in training. And that's what happens here at camp. That's what happens when we go to church. Our Sunday school teachers, children's church, all those things can give us information that we can compile in our life and make more special for God. You know what? Give Him more. The idea of today of being faithful to God. Yeah, I love that theme, give him more, because I want to give him more. I want to give him my all. I want to live for him and just do whatever we can do for him.
Oh, that's great stuff.
Hey, you got to come back next year to camp, all right?
Okay, sounds great.
Do you remember our handshake? You all too hard. Then we go. Okay. Oh. Six o'clock.
Yeah. Let me take your temperature. Hey, I think it's better this morning. That's really great. How's your leg feeling?
How much? What was the temperature?
I think around 100. I can't tell for sure, but I think it's come down.
Wow, you really scared me, sis.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man, I was sleeping. I was dreaming about flying. Anyway, my leg just really hurts.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'm just going to die. It hurts so bad. Of course I'm ready to die. Don't you remember I was at... I know, you're just being your... My sister loves the Lord, and she can't help but ask all the time, do you know for sure if you die today, you go to heaven? Would you please quit asking that? Because I settled it last year at camp. That's when I got saved. It's just the most awesome thing. All right. Hey, you know that... you know that verse, Mom? No, go ahead.
No, you're...
That verse Mom read to us in devotions yesterday, can eat. I made a song of it.
Oh, wow.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
It goes like this. Ready? Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spot? Then may he also do good that are accustomed to do evil. What do you think?
That was really good, and it's so true that we cannot change our lives. Only God can.
I just... And I already crashed it. The wing loose, but and I got to hear it every day. It's just so cool. And I got this new model. This is really tough. You know, I can't figure out how to put the wings on there, but I can't wait to get it done, and then I can show you. All right?
Yeah, I love that. What started your interest in flying?
Oh, way back when. You know, remember when we were, I was like six, and our brother Sam, he took us up in the airplane. Now, don't tell Mom, but when I was 6 years old, he said, hey, Nate, take the steering wheel. And I'm going, really? And so I was in there. I wasn't by myself, I'm sure, because he was there. He didn't jump out of the plane or anything. But it was just awesome, you know, because it's like me and planes have got to be together. But you know what? With this osteomyelitis thing, you know, if I die, I die, I guess. But if I live, I want to live for God, no matter what. I want to live for God.
That's wonderful, Nate. Oh, by the
way. Mister. If I can just get up. My coach said he was going to meet me here. Oh, coach, you scare me every time you do that. Did it scare
you? You're across the way. Sorry. I hear you're not going to be here for practice this week. What's up with that?
I can't be at practice this week because, how did you know? It's like you have ears to the ground or something, right?
You have teammates that love you and you had to tell me about it.
Well, hey, listen, we have a special evangelist coming to our church this week. And he's telling us about God. And coach, I know how important it is to be at practice, but I also want to be in church and learn about this. This guy's awesome. He tells us, what?
Being at practice is so important. In order to be on the team and in order to do either the whole to work together. Don't you
that? Yeah, of course. That, coach, I know how important practice is, but you know what? That's why it's so important for us to practice our religion. See, it's not like a pretend thing. Our religion is so important. It's not a religion. It's a relationship with God. And God says, know me. If you love me, keep my commandments. And you know what? I just want to be the best Christian I can be, just like I want to be the best basketball player I can be.
Do you even like basketball?
Oh, coach. Coach, you don't understand. Me and basketball, it's like, well, it's not quite like airplanes, or it's not like Jesus, but you know what? Basketball is a lot of fun. You can work on your skills, you know, dribble between your legs and all that stuff. I don't want to show off right now, okay? But you know what? Doing all that fancy stuff, you know, that's some really cool stuff. But you know what? This is important to me.
Your other entrants are not important to me. What's most important to me is that you be here for practice and you be on the team. If you're not at practice, I'm afraid you're going to have to be off of the team. You're going to have to decide.
Okay, well, that's an easy decision. Hey, I will not be there. I am going to go to church and learn about God. It's way more important than sports. And coach, you know, if I was the best, like Michael Jordan, as my favorite ever basketball player, if I was like Michael Jordan, they still wouldn't probably put me on the team. I'd be sitting on the bench half the time. Oh, I'm not good as that. In fact, I am so much worse than that. You know what? It's just not that important, coach, so do what you have to do, but I'm going to live for God. Because he is more important, coach.
Wow, could you do that? Could you just walk away from your team? Well, that wasn't all that happened. Let's see who Nate is more faithful to, his God or the principal at his school.
Satan!
Yes, sir. Did I do something wrong, sir?
Let me see it. I see you here. Have a seat.
You're not going to sit in your chair?
No. This is too important.
Can I sit
in your chair? Now, Satan!
Can I sit in your chair?
Listen to me.
Yes, sir.
What is this I hear that you won't go to parties?
I won't go to parties?
Yeah.
Well, that's true, sir.
I think I'll sit in my chair.
Okay, sir, whatever you say, sir. You're the principal. Yes, it's true. I don't go to parties, sir, because I believe that dancing is sinful.
Sinful?
Yeah.
Where do you get an idea like that?
From the Bible. The Bible says it's best for a man not to touch a woman. And you know what all that dancing involves? And you know, after the dances is when sometimes those one-night things, you know, happen. And principal, what was your name again? I don't remember, but it doesn't matter, sir. I'm trying to be respectful, but I'm not going to go to the parties.
Well, there's some sense in that, and certainly a lot would be prevented if that were the case. But Saint, we have people here that don't believe like that.
Well, I understand that.
Well, then, you know, you're a good student.
You want me to cooperate with them. You know what, sir?
You need to cooperate.
Sir, if I cooperate with the wrong things are going to get worse. You know what's happening in our society today? It's disgusting. I can't even call my mom a mom. I got to call her a birthing person. You know what? My mom is my mom. And you know what? I'm not trying to fuss or anything, but you know what? I'm going to cooperate.
You win, Saint. No parties for you.
Really?
Yes, but expect some of the biggest teasing you've ever experienced.
Well, I've already got that, sir. And what difference does it make? They're going to tease you if your hair's not just right. They're going to tell you, they're going to tease you because your eyes, your teeth. It doesn't matter. Wicked people don't think about how good people are. They think about how dumb they look when they look just as dumb as them. So you know what? I'll face the teasing. And you know what? I appreciate your understanding
on
that.
Well,
that's why you call me one of your best students, sir. That's why. Anyway.
As Nate got older, he continued to teach Sunday school.
Oh, yes, sir. Nate Saint reporting for duty, sir. Sir, is it in military too?
Oh, it is.
Oh, I can't believe it. Nate Saint reporting for duty, sir.
Well, Saint, it says here on your papers that you want to learn how to fly.
Oh, can I relax a little, sir?
You can. Yes.
Listen, when I was just a kid, it was so awesome. My brother took me up in the airplane. It was like the best thing ever. And you know what? I'm just itching to fly.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but you're going to have to itch a whole lot longer. You remember that disease you had?
Osteomyelitis, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you can't fly because of that. You're actually grounded. On the ground. Forever.
Grounded?
Yeah, here.
I'm not a kid, sir. You mean ground duty?
Yes, ground duty.
Oh, okay. Here. All right. Oh, all right, sir. Whatever you say, I...
Well, get better at that, for sure.
Oh, God, I've done everything I could do right, Lord, and I don't understand why I can't fly. I'm just going to have to trust you, Lord.
Is this the end of Nate's dream of flying?
Can I finish? You never let me in the story, so I thought maybe I could...
You know, you didn't finish your part before the story. I had to go through about... 5 or 6 slides.
Really? I forgot something?
You did.
Wow, first time ever. That's not the truth. All right, so where'd you end up?
I'm just right here. Why did God give him the desire? That's where I was.
Why did God give Nate the desire to fly if he wasn't going to be able to do it? You ever wonder about some of those dreams you always had and wonder why you couldn't do them? Well, maybe they weren't the right desires. You know, God said He'd give you the desires of the heart. That means He would give you the desires of your heart. In other words, He would help you to want the things that when you trust Him, when you follow Him, He would give you the things that would be the best for you. Ice cream and cake aren't the best for me. Nate is a pretty interesting character, isn't he? Do you remember what he said? You do a better job at this. Do you remember what he said when he was at Bible camp? He said, believe, didn't he? What do you believe? Do you believe that when you get to heaven by going to church or by being baptized or by saying some prayer? Boys and girls, it's not what we do that counts. Oh boy. It's not what we do that counts. It's what the Lord Jesus has already done. This is really good. He died on the cross to pay. I should have just let you do it though. He died on the cross to pay for our sin, and sin is what keeps us out of heaven. I never get to do this part. You'll never find sin in heaven. There's not one person who's ever lived that doesn't have sin except Jesus. That's why Jesus could pay for our sins, because He had no sin. Have you ever asked Jesus to be your Savior? Well, it sure doesn't look like Nate's going to get his flying lessons. Doesn't look like Nate's going to get his flying lessons after all. But that's been his dream, to fly an airplane. But God is in control of everything, right? Well, can I correct a mistake? How many of you have ever heard God's in control of everything? Then why does He allow us to sin? See, He's not in control of us. We have a right to make a choice. And God's plan... Now, I know that shakes some of you up a little bit. But God's plan for you changed when you sinned the first time. And He had to adjust a little bit. And that's why the Bible says all things work together for good, those that love God and called according to His purpose. So I'm walking along and I sin. Cain and Abel did that. Cain killed Abel. God had a plan for both of them. And it wasn't that. You say, well, God knows. I know God knows. And God allows things to happen because we make choices. Okay, so God's in control of things though. And He can help, and God has a plan. So come back tomorrow, and we'll find out what Nate happens to him tomorrow. Did he have a hat on? Does anybody know? Did he have a hat on? Nate Saint, did he have a hat?
Yes.
And what did it say on it? Do you know what it said? Do you know what it said? What did it say? Jesus is my boss. See, she's smarter because she was listening. Smarter, but you know what? And what the have, you know, me, but anybody, what did it say? What a silly thing. But doesn't that sound just like camp? Don't croak without Jesus. All right. Well, we've got a few more minutes left, and so don't panic. Everything's fine. The teachers are going, we weren't ready for our Sunday school lessons today. Let me slip over here. I got my visual aid right here. So I've got... And she is busy. That's okay. Have to be five or four, you know, to go to Bible school. Oh, man, sometimes I pull out my hair. That's why kids are so special. She can sing. Have you ever seen this? We expect kids never to pay attention. We just let them do whatever they want. And we just have to understand they have a short attention span. And keep them busy. I love kids, but sometimes they... Okay. All right. So today we're talking about some neat things in our lesson. Teachers, when you teach your lessons this week, you're going to start with lesson two, because today is lesson one. Look right over there on the board. Give him more faithfulness. So that's where we start today. So let me click to the right screen. Give him more is the whole idea of the theme for today. I chose a really special picture. You see the picture? You see the fish? What's the fish doing? The fish is jumping from one thing to something else. But it's not just that. You ever get to the point where you just kind of outgrow where you're at? Don't be afraid to stretch your horizons a little bit. God wants to help you be the very best you can be. And if you want to give him more, you have sometimes have to get out of the comfortable. And you have to get to a little bit better place, okay? So the first principle is God can change what we cannot. More faithfulness is so important. See, over here on this side is where you used to be. And over here is where you could be. You see the difference? How many want to be better and do more and all that? That's so important. Nate Saint said, Satan himself cannot stop us nor sign our death certificate without the permission of Almighty God. Our weak saint, which is right above the door back there, you all see it right there? He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Now, that's not Nate Saint, that's Jim Elliot. Okay? So that one of the other missionaries that died trying to reach these Akkas, he said, look, your life is what it is. Why don't you just give it to do the right thing rather than the wrong thing? Kids, let me tell you, if you do what's wrong and you play with knives or you run out in the street without looking or you mess with things you're not supposed to mess with, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get grounded. And when you get grounded or spanking or stood in the corner or whatever, you know what? My bottom hurt a whole lot. And I learned not to do the wrong thing. And you know what? I appreciate my parents teaching me what was right and wrong. We had a stove in our living room when my kids were little, a wood stove. And I said, don't touch the stove. And guess what he did? What the first kid did. You know what he did? He touched the stove. And he had a burn on his finger. Now, we did our best to keep him away. We just didn't let, you know, okay, don't touch the stove and then let him see if they do it. I mean, I didn't know he was going to do it. I thought he was going to obey, and when children obey the Lord and obey their parents in the Lord, they're going to have a longer life. Oh, so if I want to live longer, I'm going to obey my parents more. Parents, we try to teach our kids in Bible school all kinds of things, and that's one of those things, to give your life now to God. Our verse for today is Jeremiah 13:23, and that choice between good and evil is something we have to make. Right now, we're going to do what's wicked. We're going to do what's wrong. Like I told you earlier today, when the diaper's not dirty and the food they've already been fed and they still cry, how many times did I go to our kids, Peggy, and say, what's wrong with them? And she said, nothing's wrong. I just fed them. Well, they've got to be hungry. No, they spit up a little bit, but, you know, I gave them some more. So anyway, to choose the right thing. The verse says, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Last week I had a lot of kids ask Ethiopian. I said it's a person from another country, from Ethiopia, and they can't change skin color. I can't change my skin color. You know what? It's a thing that we have, and it's something God said. Can he change his skin? Can the leper change his spot? No, you can't. We can have surgically remove this and surgically remove that. And my parents had my teeth straightened. You know, all some of it is really important. I saw this lady the other day that came into Arby's. Oh, man, she shouldn't have had skin surgery. No way. Because now she looked terrible as an old person instead of looking like as young as she thought. But you know what? We should also try to do good. And trying isn't good enough, is it? But asking God and asking Him to help us. Hey, sweetheart, I can't see very well because you're kind of your head's everywhere. All right. So don't worry, I know how to handle kids pretty good. So thank you very much, sweetheart. But do good that are accustomed to do evil. All right, God can change here in just a second. And we're supposed to have faith in God's Word. You say, let me grab my Bible. Why should we have faith in God's Word? Does anybody know why? Hey, don't worry about her too much. This is, all the kids are in here, okay? If she have a book, what's your book? Show it to me. Hold it up so I can see it. See, now she knows I'm watching her, okay? So everything will be just fine. I remember her from last 2 years ago. She was just a little baby, and now she's really coming up. All right, how old is she now?
Three.
I remember when she was one. God bless her, okay? All right, but there's a verse that says in 1 Corinthians, but the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are what? Foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, we have choices to make, but God can change it. We cannot. John chapter 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might what? Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have what? Death? No. If we want to have real life and real enjoyment in life, we need to know God. And that's so important. Romans 11 verse of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. Again, I think God can change what we cannot. So we should desire to please Him. James 4, 2 and 3 says, you have not because you what? You ask not. And you still don't have it because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lusts. See, I believe God wants us to make good choices. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. I have a picture of a chain. You ever seen a chain? I have a chain at my house, and it's used to pull things. Does that look like a pretty good chain? No? Sure, yeah, it does. Is there anything wrong with it? Oh, it's metal. Okay. So you probably don't want a metal chain. You want like a paper chain, okay? A what? Okay, but to pull another car, wouldn't that be kind of hard? It would break, all right? So you'd want to have a steel chain if you're going to pull something really heavy. Well, what if there was a broken link? What would happen if you're starting to pull and you have a crack in the link or a link that was never welded right? It would break, right? Well, so we don't need to have that. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But God can change it, we cannot. Let me ask you this question. Let me see if I can hold this up for you, all right? Can some kid read that for me? I'm not tall enough. Hang on a second. Hang on. Here we go. All right. The big guy right there. Seventh grader. Yep. What does that say? Then how can you see the without? Starts with an F. I know it's kind of weird to see him sideways. Without? Uh-oh. It is impossible to please Him. So let me take this word faith, and we'll just tear the word faith in half, and what happens? It's impossible to please Him. Yeah, it's impossible to please Him. You know what? Without God, we can't do much. Hey, you want to come see me? Okay, all right. So you got a better spot than what I have. Okay, all right. So you see how the chain is put together? Now you said rope. Do you think if I tried to pull a car that would work? Why wouldn't that work? Because it's like a rubber band or one of those twisty ties for your lunch. Okay, that's just not going to do it, is it? And you start to pull and it's just going to work. It's not going to work, but God can change it. We cannot. John chapter 31 says, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you have life through His name. We just said that verse, didn't we? Is that an important verse? And I can go back to it several times, but the idea is, How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. God can change what we cannot. In the morning service, kids, listen carefully. You're not going to be in here, okay? So you have a special children's church set up. There's homework slips you're going to learn about. If you bring back your homework slip to... This is called Vacation Bible School. And I know this school is a word that they don't want to even think about. And we don't mention school. Did I say it out loud? Well, we do talk about Vacation Bible School. And vacation means you're like, whoopee! You have a lot of fun with that kind of school, all right? But if you bring back your... did you have that money? Did you get the money from me? Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay, well, I thought... So there's money that they're going to earn, okay? And there's ones, and there's tens, and there's fives. Boy, I got your attention all of a sudden. Is this the money guy of the family? All right, so if you're sitting up straight paying attention, see, you're not quite sitting up that way, so you got to learn that, okay? And there you get, you can have it, all right? And then the tens are for bringing visitors, so tomorrow you're going to bring him, and he's going to bring you, okay? All right, so that way you get a 10. And then you get the first day, they all get 10 for being a visitor. And then every verse they say they get $5, okay? So you're going to learn about some of that, and there's all kinds of prizes you can win. And then tomorrow, I'll show some magic tricks, okay? Do you like tricks?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm not going to turn you into a frog. Because if I turned you into a frog, some would kiss you, and then you... No! So that's why I don't turn kids into frogs, okay? But we will be talking about frogs this week because that's part of our story. So not Nate Saint's story, but the Moses story. So we'll be talking about that as well. But listen, the most important thing is that we learn about what Bible school is all about. So kids, you're going to be gone for about an hour, and we're going to have church in just a little bit. We're going to have a break in between. So you guys go to the restroom and get a drink. There's a drink. Do we use the drinking fountain again? It's like, man, you can't hardly do anything. It's like we're walking around in a bubble, okay? I understand. It's just one of those things we have to, I hate getting sick and I don't want to get sick. But anyway, so then we have a special lunch afterward if you can stay. That'd be awesome. And don't worry, I'll have to get rid of those tomorrow so we're not having to worry about how those wiggle around, okay? All right, but I need to tell you a couple other things though before we go. We have about 7 minutes. I'm not going to take that long. But the morning service, because the kids are gone, I have a special, like a 5-minute video, and you just need to see something, okay? That's what one of the Aka men told Steve Saint when he grew up and was in the village. The Aka man said, you got to see something. It was so important that he had to take him to see it. So we're going to see that in just a little bit. So anyway, and then we have the morning service and the preaching. So I get to do that this morning. I'd much rather be with the kids. But, you know, I love adults, and especially this church. You all have supported us now for a long, long time. Over 30 years, you've been right there with us and helping us as we've traveled. So we appreciate that so much. All right, we're going to pray, bow our heads and pray and ask the Lord to help us as we dismiss and come back. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity this morning to love you, and I pray now that you'll help Peggy and the other lady, is there, that's Brother Pastor Nate's wife, as they're in the other room and they're learning things about you and getting into the story and learning what's going to happen this week. God, I pray that you'll work with the kids and help them understand and grow in you today, that we might be better kids. And Lord, I pray for us as adults as we deal with the family this morning and learn some things out of your word. God, it's so important how to raise our kids, and I just figured I could talk with the adults about that this morning, and it's not that complicated, but Lord, it's so important to learn and to grow as parents, and sometimes it's almost like the kids are impossible, but God, you said to raise our kids right and to train them up in the fear of the Lord and all these things that the Scripture says. So give us a freedom this morning as we preach, and Lord, may you bless, and even with this video, may you speak to our heart. And we'll thank you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to be dismissed. The doors are open, not automatically, but there they go. Hey, brother.